Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 1st of May. There's April over. Hope you're well. Coming up,
it's time for this cruel and senseless war to end.
US and Ukraine sign historic economic agreement, and today is 6 weeks since Michael Gane was last seen. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US has signed an economic agreement with Ukraine, giving it access to rare earth minerals. It's understood America will contribute to a reconstruction investment fund in exchange for accessing Kyiv's resources. The partnership is key to ensuring future military aid in the war against Russia. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the deal sends an important message to Vladimir Putin.
Today's agreement signals clearly to Russian leadership that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. It's time for this cruel and senseless war to end.
Cars taking part in a rally around Killarney this weekend will all bear stickers appealing for information about what happened to Michael Gane. The 56-year-old farmer was last seen 6 weeks ago today buying phone credit in a shop near Kenmare. The investigation into his disappearance was reclassified as homicide this week. Superintendent John Ryan from Killarney Garda Station says the investigation to date has been extensive.
The Garda investigation team at Killarney Garda Station, led by a senior investigating officer, have undertaken over 320 formal inquiries, taken almost 130 witness statements, and uncovered or recovered approximately 2,200 hours of CCTV dashcam footage.
Households will have to pay more money for their home heating fuel from this morning as the new carbon tax increase takes effect. It was announced in last October's budget but has been postponed until now. Over 600,000 homes are going to feel the effects of the charges for home heating fuels. Dara Cassidy from bunkers.ie tells us what we can expect.
May has come around. It means that the average gas customer is going to be paying around an extra 16 or 17 euro a year to the government just in carbon tax alone. If you're getting the oil tank filled, you're going to be paying an extra 19 or 20 euro to the government in carbon tax.
The government's first 100 days in office will be marked today with a protest over the ongoing childcare crisis. An umbrella group made up of 40 separate organisations will demonstrate outside Leinster House, accusing the coalition of breaking pre-election promises. Orla O'Connor from the National Women's Council says families can't keep shouldering the burden of expensive childcare.
Families in Ireland, they're paying up to $1,500 for full-time daycare per month. And families are really struggling. And we heard so much during, you know, the general election campaign about the priority that the government were going to make in relation to childcare. But yet we're 100 days into the new government and we're yet to see any significant action.
91% of people believe Irish society has failed to address child sexual abuse. Research by 1 in 4 highlights child sexual abuse is not an individual or historical issue, but a systemic challenge that demands collective action. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
This first-of-its-kind attitudinal research, which draws on expert interviews, survivor testimony and public polling, highlights not just the scale of the problem, but also the urgent need for a united whole-of-society approach. The research highlights that abuse often happens out of sight and is rarely talked about. Survivors feel alone, and families and communities sometimes look away rather than face the reality. It found that usual protections at home, in school and online are breaking down, with social media and technology making it easier for abuse to happen anywhere. The main recommendation from the report calls for a preventative public health framework, which involves action at every level across society before the harm occurs.
The issue of drug driving will be a focus of the latest bank holiday road safety campaign. A new advert is being released by the Road Safety Authority to coincide with the May bank holiday weekend. It warns of the serious and life-threatening consequences of driving while under the influence of drugs. Meanwhile, Dublin Airport is bracing for a busy bank holiday weekend. It's the first of the summer period, which always sees larger numbers of passengers coming to and from Dublin. The busiest day at the airport will be tomorrow. Graham McQueen is Media Relations Manager at the DAA.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a busy weekend at Dublin Airport over the 4 days between Friday and Monday. We're going to see around 450,000 people going through the terminals. So if you are travelling this weekend, make sure you get here in plenty of time. That would be 2 hours before a short-haul flight to Europe, or if you're going further afield to America or Asia or somewhere like that, get here 3 hours before. That'll give you loads of time to get through the airport.
In entertainment news, Paul Weller, Primal Scream and DJ Annie Mack are among the music stars who've signed a letter in support of the rap group Kneecap. The Belfast trio have come under fire after a video emerged of them allegedly calling for people to kill their MP at a gig. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch has called for them to be prosecuted. Their gig at Cornwall's Eden Project has been cancelled. And in sport, in GAA, the Louth footballers are the De Lata Hotel Group Leinster under 20 champions for the first time since 1981. The Wee County were 2-19 to 1-15 winners over Meath in Newbridge last night. Mayo claimed the honours in Connacht with a 2-17 to 4-8 win over Roscommon in Tuam. And Tyrone saw off Donegal in extra time in the Ulster final on a scoreline of 1-19 to 2-14 in Owen Beg. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.